providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time to start and to finish the second half of KER Politics. Just up before the election, I think one of the biggest issues right now that we have to learn about, that we have to be very conversant with, is the situation with the COVID-19 virus. In order to give a really well-rounded, what I would have to say, informative discussion, I've got a couple people on the line with me. One of them you know really well, and that's Jim McKinney. Jim is a retired Army security guy, very active in politics. Jim is also, as I have mentioned numerous times, the chairman of the re-elect Trump committee here in Whatcom County, and a new regular guest who I have had the fortune to meet recently, Charles W. Page, MD. Chuck, I want to talk about every aspect of COVID-19 and how it's affecting society in the United States and the rest of the world, both in a positive sense and a negative sense. In a positive sense, I really can't think of much of anything. Can you?
No, there's not much positive, but it's not as bad as what the media is projecting.
Charles,
well, I think that's a pretty well-known fact. Jimmy, you've been through the COVID situation with your family. Give an opinion.
Yeah, so, you know, my wife, actually my son, 17-year-old son, got it early. It was over with in about 24 to 48 hours. My wife got it. It was over with in a few days after that. And then I had it. It drug out a little bit longer for me, but basically didn't impact me at all. I never had a fever, but I just had a little bit of a cough. That's maybe a little lung impact, but to me, absolutely not a big concern. Dr. Page, I was curious, with all the information that's out there right now in the media, we're finally beginning to see some honest or at least some reporting on the fatalities and the way they were coded. I just read yesterday that CDC is reporting the number of heart attacks that were coded as COVID and pneumonia. Yep. And influenza, and that really changes the numbers. What on the overall impact that media porn has been putting on TV every single day. Can you talk a little bit about those numbers and what the impact is there?
So that is a complicated discussion. We need to keep in mind, first of all, the number of deaths from heart disease in the United States every year is about 650,000. The number of deaths from COVID so far this year, about 220,000. So just keeping that in perspective. One of the issues is that these diseases, like COVID, heart attacks, they never happen in a vacuum. I mean, there's always people who are typically sick, they typically have heart disease, they have lung disease, they have obesity, and they have COVID. And so, you know, when you have to file a death certificate as a physician, you have to put something up there on the top, you know. So, and all that, once again, is in a sense something very subjective in many ways. Here's what most people don't understand about medicine. Medicine involves CPT codes and ICD-9 codes. And so often, as physicians and hospitals and everything, we often code to the thing that will pay us the most money. You know, we get paid so little now from Medicare and Medicaid that we have to play the game. And it is a very complicated game. It's an exercise in technicalities, you know. So, but we have to code and bill things. And so one of the things that the CARES Act did, and I'm not saying it's positive or negative, but, you know, there was a 20% upgrade as far as payments for patients with COVID. And so what hospitals did was they learned very quickly that if you put that COVID diagnosis on there, even if the patients haven't been diagnosed with COVID, if you put that COVID diagnosis on there, they automatically lump those patients into that category where they get paid an extra 20%. That's a huge number to your bottom line, especially because we have so many hospitals that are working in the red. I mean, especially in rural areas, there's a lot of hospitals that are just, they're going under.
Yeah, because of the lockdowns, correct?
No, I mean, even before COVID.
Oh, okay.
I mean, even before COVID, there are hospitals that are really suffering because of the regulations and the payment issues that we're having with Medicare, Medicaid, and even insurance. So anyway, this has, in a sense, been a game changer for a lot of hospitals, and they are jumping on the bandwagon. So what happens, like, for example, I noticed in our hospital, you know, we have a 15-minute test, you know, that you can test for COVID. It's not as sensitive as other tests, but it's pretty good, you know. So we're not using that test in hospital emergency rooms. We're admitting them, and we're clumping them in. There's a diagnostic code, you know, for a working diagnosis of COVID. So those patients are clumped in with COVID patients. And once again, exposed to the coronavirus, and many of those people have other diagnoses like pneumonias. I mean, you know, still there are people who are coming with pneumonias, an exacerbation of COPD or emphysema. So many of those people are being clumped in with coronavirus just because of the increased payment. And it's just creative coding. I mean, and that's the way, honestly, the game is played in the United States. Often the media doesn't understand kind of the background of how that works in medicine. You know, it's a game that doctors and hospitals have played for years. And, you know, so anyway, that kind of goes into that. It's hard to know what the real numbers are. And I think probably in 3 or 4 years, we'll be able to look back when we compare death rates of those who were, quote, COVID patients versus those who died of heart attacks or those who died of cancer. You know, we know those numbers over the past 10 years. Like I said, about 650,000 people died of heart disease. Well, if in 2021, next year or this year, we find that, oh, only 300,000 people died of heart disease, that should be a red flag. That tells us that, hey, maybe we were overcoding on, you know, lumping too many people into the corona, into the corona diagnosis. I don't think we're going to know that answer for years, but I do think there's a lot of that going on. It's a financial incentive that hospitals have. You know, they're just trying to stay afloat.
Well, and of course, whenever you throw that much money, and we threw trillions of dollars at this problem, you're going to have this type, a little bit of corruption. Al,
yep.
You were going to say something?
Well, you're going to have to take a little bit of corruption, but you're going to have to take a little bit of something else. So I had a lengthy discussion with a physician maybe a couple of years ago, and we were talking about the government, the role that government plays in the medical community. And he very unabashedly said, I want to tell you, Mr. Corlin, purely and simply, if I didn't have to be so concerned with all of the government regulations in my little clinic here, I got to tell you right now, your medical bill would be a minimum of 35% less than it is right now. That's how negative the government interference in our medical society is. And keep in mind, I have a small clinic. Can you imagine how that would affect the larger clinics? Chuck, we got a minute left and we have to take a commercial break. I want you to comment on what I just said.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, by law, we have to bill
a certain amount
for every patient. I mean, and that's a good law in a sense in that, you know, but for example, for indigent patients, we can't give them a discount, you know. So we're overregulated as far as pricing and as far as having the freedom to be able to take care of patients. You know, doctors today don't really have any incentives to help people anymore, you know, from a standpoint of you know, being able to give free care or discounts to people. It's just such a regulatory mess.
Chuck, I got to jump in here just for a second. Got to take a real quick commercial break.
Yep.
I want to get back on this very subject right after the top of the hour news. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen.